Hollyoak. I have a balancing change order, substantial completion. This is Hollyoak repavement project number project number 06-06, which was the work was performed by Jerry Zink. He completed it on June 1, which was within the specified contract time. We had a walkthrough, if I remember correctly, on the 14th, because I wanted to see if grass was growing, which it did. Mm-hmm. And we had the substantial completion.
I don't know how they got that.
And you had the spreadsheet for it. Basically, any questions on it? It is an add of $3,925.50 to the bid that was $154,453.25.
Any questions, Mr. Jones?
No.
Got a motion?
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and Sussex County Council, grant substantial completion effective June 14th, 2007 to Jerry Zinks for Sussex County project number 0606, Hollyoak subdivision repavement, and further that balancing change order number 1 be approved in amount of $3,925.50, thereby increasing the contract amount from $154,453.25 to $158,378.75, and the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips to approve the motion written by Mr. Jones on Hollyoak subdivision repavement. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The third project is the scruff upgrade number 2, personnel facilities, contract number 0507, under construction by Conventional Builders. This is change order 1. It consists of 4 potential change orders. The first was the use of the existing sewer lateral in lieu of replacing it. There was a length of 44 feet of sewer lateral that was in question. Wasn't sure whether we could use it, if it had right slope or not. When they test pitted it, they found we could use it, so it was left in the ground. Results in a credit of $1,705. The second is the substitution of a normal window instead of a far-rated window for window number OPW02E in the building. This resulted in a credit of $535. Their third was the deletion of the ladder and roof hatch in the mechanical room. This was a credit of $5,282.63. The fourth is the addition of the smoke partitions required by the fire marshal. This also required 2 trusses to be redesigned to carry the extra load of the drywall. The cost to perform this extra work is $13,064.34. In addition, a 60-day time extension is needed to redesign and manufacture the roof trusses, because they haven't been able to redo them until we got this redesigned and reviewed and approved. And then that also requires that the metal panels can't be ordered, because the trusses have to be redesigned and the panels have to be the right length. Unfortunately, it's like a domino effect.
What kind of trusses are you talking about? Wood trusses?
Yes, sir.
Who's designing them? Who's building them?
Well, it's conventional. His builders is the general. The
is there? I mean, there must be a lot more to it than just redesigning 2 trusses.
Well, part of it is also we went to them for a price the first time.
It doesn't make any difference.
And
you can do a lot with 2 trusses. I mean, $13,000.
The
deferred.
Hold on a second, let me get to.
I mean.
The trusses are 7,000, the smoke rotation drywall is 30, these are round numbers, 3,500. And then what do you had in that breakdown for the trusses?
Are you talking about 7,000 for the whole roof package or just the two trusses?
Well, it's redesigning and manufacturing the roof trusses to make them heavier to carry the wall loading.
All of them, you mean?
Well, there was two that had to be redesigned from what I understand from the consultant, because they're the ones that have go all the way up with the drywall. And then you've got all your insulation, caulking, and everything.
I would suggest you go back and renegotiate with them, because that's totally, unless it's a lot more than what I anticipate. I've had a little experience with truss rafters, and You could do a whole roof package unless it's something extremely unreasonable.
But they're doing what our consultant said to do, if I'm
right.
Yes, and he reviewed it and recommended approval.
Yeah, but
their first submittal was
$30,000. Yes, it was 31 something. I said, whoa, we're not spending that kind of money.
We got to do something today on this.
You guys can, okay, it's up
fire
to you.
Fire marshal said something. This
well, we have to do the fire marshal's requirement of putting these partitions up. This is what the engineer, Stearns and Wheeler, gave to the contractor to price out. It's also what Stearns and Wheeler reviewed and recommended approval on.
So you told him it was too high and he dropped $23,000. You ought to go back to him another time or two.
Well, actually, we eliminated a ladder and a hatch and some walkway up in it. I said, if the fire marshal doesn't require it, why are we doing this?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have a better. I went based upon the consultant's recommendation. I'm not a truss person.
Because they've been on site. They've been doing the whole construction rebuilding job anyway.
Got a motion?
Yes, sir. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department's consultant, Stearns and Wheeler, LLC, that change order one for Sussex County Project 0507, scruff upgrade number two personal facilities be approved, which extends contract time by 60 calendar days to added scope of work and increases the contract amount by $5,541.71 for a new total of $3,688,912.71.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second to Mr. Jones. A motion, Reverend Mr. Jones. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
No. Motion's carried. That's it? Okay. Now it's time and place, 11 a.m. Sorry we're late.